The following program is a presentation of the BeaverDamUSA.com network. Timber!
It's time for SEC Pigskin Picks, live from Catfish County, featuring Coach Billy Jack Gruber, Shelley Sizemore, and me, Professor Thorndike Sinclair. Welcome to SEC Pigskin Picks. I'm Professor Thorndike Sinclair. Last week, we were 6-1, making us 48-9 for the year. And as expected, Coach is looking a little down.
It ain't that, Professor. It's my 8-track player. I think she's dead this time.
You still use an 8-track player? I didn't even know you liked music, Coach.
How do you think I keep so calm all the time? Music soothes me.
I gotta know, Coach. What kind of music do you like?
Ah, you know, old stuff. Lucy in Disguise as Simon.
Don't you mean Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
If my 8-track is dead, I'll never hear Hold Me Close, I'm Tired of Dancing, or Two Chickens to Paralyze again.
I think that's Hold Me Closer, Tiny Dancer. And for heaven's sakes, it's not Two Chickens to Paralyze. It's Two Tickets to Paradise.
Whatever. You know, though, one of my favorite songs is that one about a preacher.
Son of a Preacher Man?
No. Reverend Blue Jeans by Neil Diamond.
That's forever. Never mind, Coach.
Let me just talk about a game and get my mind off of it. Missouri is 5-0 and ranked. Against Vandy, the Tigers scored on their first 6 possessions. Quarterback James Franklin threw for 278 yards and ran for 63 more. But it gets tougher Saturday for the Tigers when they visit Georgia, who rallied to beat Tennessee in overtime. But the real story is the Bulldogs' injury situation. I am dying to pick an upset. And the only reason I can't do it can be summed up in 2 words. Aaron Murray. The Georgia quarterback's a winner. And they get it done, but don't look for the Bulldogs to cover the 9-point spread.
Thanks, Coach. Elsewhere, Alabama will stay number 1 and perfect after beating Kentucky. But look for a better game than most people think. Kentucky is on the way up. South Carolina is dying to lose one, but they will beat Arkansas. Auburn gets an easy one over Western Carolina. Mississippi State will beat Bowling Green. And finally, Texas A&M will continue to expose Ole Miss. Now let's talk about Ole Miss for a minute. It's been a rough couple of weeks for the Rebels. First, the NCAA has reportedly questioned a Mississippi State signee who Rebel coach Hugh Freeze heavily recruited. In another distraction, 2 nights before the Auburn game, several Ole Miss football players allegedly interrupted a campus play by shouting insults in the theater. Sounds like some kids need to run some bleachers, Coach.
That'd cure them.
Okay, well, let's take a break, then come back with Shelley Sizemore and the Slobber Knocker Game of the Week.
Let's see. Bacon, sweet tea, official Beaver Dam clothing. Yes, those are a few of my favorite things, especially the clothes. Of course, you can always go to BeaverDamUSA.com and shop. And if you live close to Cleveland, Tennessee, you can get the same tank tops and t-shirts at Lee's Used Books and Media, right there at 204 Grove Avenue behind Save-A-Lot. Just tell them Shelley Sizemore sent you. Lee's Used Books and Media at 204 Grove Avenue in Cleveland is your headquarters to buy, sell, and trade used books, CDs, DVDs, video games, and gaming systems. As a leading provider of used books and media, Lee's takes pride in offering the best product at a low cost. That's Lee's Used Books and Media behind Save-A-Lot in Cleveland. Visit them Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Lee's Used Books and Media.
We're back with SEC Pigskin Picks. We have Shelley Sizemore on the phone. She's on her way to Baton Rouge for the Slobber Knocker Game of the Week, Florida at LSU. What are you doing, Shelley?
Right now, I'm at the hotel trying to sneak down to the truck. I left my makeup case in there, and I look awful. Tomorrow is Shelley Sizemore Day here, so no one can see me without my makeup on.
Well, tomorrow is Shelley Sizemore Day?
Yep, 3rd annual. Back in 2010, I gave the mayor a stock market tip. He invested a little money, and poof, the town didn't have to file for bankruptcy. I'm a saint around here. And guess who's doing the keynote address?
Who?
Reverend Blue Jeans.
Ah.
I love that song. Uh-oh, Coach. There are a bunch of TV cameras down here in the lobby. If they recognize me looking like this, well, that would be awful.
Well, how are you going to talk about the game? We're on a time schedule here, you know.
I'll use my British accent.
All right, Princess Shelley. Talk about LSU and Florida.
Well, well, well. A fortnight ago, Florida running back Matt Jones had 176 yards against Kentucky in American football action. But last week, the bloke could only muster 50 yards. However, Gator quarterback Tyler Murphy stepped in with a 240-yard performance and Florida got the win. Meanwhile, Mississippi State tried to throw a spanner in the works against LSU, but Tiger quarterback Zach Mettenberger threw for a bloody 340 yards. En route to a 59-point performance. Skipper Les Miles' team is now 5-1 and wishes to attain a conference championship. When it's all over, LSU will pull Florida's knickers in a twist.
Thanks, Shelley. Alright, don't get your knickers in a twist. Go visit BeaverdamUSA.com and follow me on Twitter at Coach Billy J. Follow Shelley at Shelley Size More. Now give me 20, slackers.
Nellie Wisemore, and I'm the Duchess of Liver, Hampshire. No, you're mistaken. I live in a castle in the motherland. I assure you I'm a duchess.
Well, even a duchess can't look like a dang duchess all the time.
Look over there. It's Reverend Blue Jeans. Whew, that got rid of them. Happy Shelley Sizemore Day, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the BeaverDamUSA.com network.